News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Government has signed an agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, for the provision of funding to support the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ's Credit Enhancement Fund. The DBJ will receive $20 million in loan financing under the agreement signed at the Ministry of Finance on Wednesday. Finance Minister Audishaw says the strengthening of the Credit Enhancement Fund will have a positive impact on the growth and development of the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector.
We cannot drive growth without driving credit into the small and micro and medium enterprises. That is where the growth has to come from. And therefore, attracting, developing, and supporting these entrepreneurs form an important component of Jamaica's economic strategy.
Under the Credit Enhancement Facility, the DBJ provides a partial loan guarantee of up to $15 million to MSMEs without the necessary collateral to help them access loans from financial institutions. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is implementing measures to boost school safety this academic year. The measures seek to address the concerns relating to student conflict and indiscipline. Director of Security and Safety in Schools, Assistant Superintendent of Police, ASP Coleridge Minto, says the ministry is targeting the full implementation of safety and security committees as well as conflict resolution mechanisms.
Plans are now being made to recruit and train 400 young persons to be engaged in the training of security operations and apprentice, and these persons will be placed in the larger primary schools as well as selected high schools.
ASP Minto says uniformed groups will be expanded in schools and given additional support. 27 government ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, have been given the gender equality certification and seal, having achieved outlined standards in promoting gender equality in the workplace.
The fact that we were able to certify these entities is an indication that we have been diligently pursuing our gender equality initiatives, including gender training, gender mainstreaming, monitoring and evaluation, which are outlined in our 2011 national policy for gender equality.
Gender Minister Olivia Grange outlines that the seal is indicative of the equal value placed on the contribution of men and women in the workplace. The minister was speaking at a recent gender forum organized by the Inter-American Development Bank. She says the ministry will continue its work with other government ministries, departments, and agencies, as well as private businesses, to secure greater levels of certification. And the Pesticides Control Authority, PCA, is again urging Jamaicans to use pesticides safely. Registrar of the Pesticides Control Authority, Michael Ramsey, says instructions are provided on labels guiding correct usage and indicating the required protective gear. He adds that no pesticide should be considered safe. Therefore, every precaution must be taken to prevent misuse.
What the label says about safe use of that particular pesticide product, it's important to follow it. This especially applies to personal protective equipment, and it's not just people who are in agriculture with big farms who have to protect themselves against the pesticides, but also people who have backyard gardens, flower gardens, and they are using pesticides. They also need to follow the safety instructions.
Mr. Ramsey was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.